So what do you make of this? And do you think that you are entitled as members of the public to see what has gone on? Jim Allister, a very simple challenge to the DUP this morning. Publish the last paper that was exchanged between yourselves and Sinn Féin. 03030 80 55 55. The columnist Malachy O'Doherty with us this morning. Malachy, good morning to you.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. Well, this is about integrity, isn't it? And in politics, and this is about trust, public trust in politics. One party has one version of events, and the other has a completely opposite version. Both can't be right.
It's that, and it's more. If what Jim Allister is suggesting and what is seems patently obvious from this is true, that the DUP leadership was going ahead of its rank and file and going into territory that the rank and file were not going to follow it into, then we have surely some degree of insecurity about the leadership of the DUP now. We have surely a crisis in unionism. We also hear from this that Sinn Féin actually conceded a lot more than they were expected to concede. And therefore, one wonders just what the mood in the rank and file there is. So, yes, you've got this relationship of the wider public with the parties and saying, you know, we need some faith in you. We need you to keep us informed about what you're up to. But if I was a DUP voter from down in Fermanagh somewhere, or if I was a Sinn Féin voter up in Twinbrook or wherever, I would be challenging both those parties, and I would be saying, you know, you told us you were going to be a lot more solid on this, and you actually were ready to give more ground than we ever thought you would. Now, that and another...
Is it not more than that, though, Malachy, to this regard, that it's a very important thing that's just happened, that the parties could not reach an agreement, right? So that's a fundamental, pivotal point. Yep. For Northern Ireland. Now, one side is saying that they had an agreement and this would affect lives in Northern Ireland. So do we not need, again to come back to it, for the public to have trust in politicians and indeed politics in Northern Ireland? Does there not need to be a reassurance to the public so that they know who has told the truth here?
There needs to be that. Yes, of course there does. And there also needs to be some kind of explanation of why, if the gap was so narrow in the end, it is now impossible to bridge it. Because that is what we're being told. We're being told that the DUP went right to the edge of conceding pretty much a deal that Sinn Féin would accept. And we're being told that Sinn Féin was ready to give up on essentially same-sex marriage and tone down its demands around the Irish Language Act considerably. You would think, if we could all see this plainly, if we could have Arlene Foster in a studio and Mary Lou or Michelle in a studio and go through these things in detail, you'd think any decent TV or radio presenter such as yourself would be able to bridge that gap for them and bring them to that point. It seems absurd that having conceded so much, if they conceded so much, that they couldn't make the last step. And yet what we're being told, and we're not being helped to understand this in any particular way, is that the last step is impossible. Well, if the last step is impossible, it certainly didn't look impossible either to Sinn Féin or the DUP just a week ago.